The Killers mock concerns over voter fraud disenfranchising tens of millions with Grammys joke. By BenQ on November 25, 2020. Rock band The Killers mock the tens of millions of Americans, Democrats, and Republicans, who feel disenfranchised over the election and have doubts about its integrity after the group failed to receive a Grammy nomination for their latest album, joking that they'd won the award had it not been for a fraudulent voting process. After failing to receive a nomination for their sixth studio album Imploding the Mirage, the group mocked election integrity concerns raised by President Trump in recent weeks that the process was marred by voter fraud and malfeasance. Observers were not allowed into the counting rooms. "We won the Grammys, got loads of legal votes," the band wrote on Twitter. "Bad things happened which our observers were not allowed to see. Never happened before. Dozens of ballots were sent to people WHO never asked for them. Hashtag regret Grammys hashtag way one." Such mockery will do little to help the healing process repeatedly touted by Democrats such as Biden, as the majority of Republicans and Trump voters remain deeply concerned about reports of irregularities and voter fraud in several key states. The Trump campaign's legal team, led by the president's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani and senior legal advisor Jenna Ellis, are currently filing lawsuits in multiple states including Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania where the final vote tallies were close. According to Giuliani and Ellis, as well as former federal prosecutor Sidney Powell, millions of votes were illegal or miscounted. The Killers, meanwhile, have a history attacking conservatives. Last year, the band released a politically charged song attacking Trump for his crackdown on illegal immigration and for his defense of the Second Amendment. Some of the lyrics of Land of the Free include, "So, how many daughters, tell me how many sons, do we have to put in the ground before we just break down and face it, we got a problem with guns. Down at the border, they're gonna put up a wall, concrete and rebar steel beams, I'm standing crying, high enough to keep all those filthy hands off of our hopes and our dreams. People who just want the same things we do, in the land of the free." In June the band once again revised the song to reflect the killing of George Floyd, who died in police custody, triggering mass protests and riots. Apparently the Killers missed Alyssa Milano's Olive Branch tweet, in which she called for all Americans to move forward together. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.